Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Reaction from the U.S. after North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho characterized a tweet by President Donald Trump as a declaration of war. Monday, President Trump commented on Twitter that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's regime won't be around much longer if the North carried out its recent threats. While in India, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis clarified that a peaceful resolution is still very much on the table.
We continue to maintain the diplomatically led effort in the United Nations. You have seen unanimous United Nations Security Council resolutions passed. That have increased the pressure, economic pressure and diplomatic pressure on the North.
U.S. President Trump contends that professional football players' refusal to stand for the country's national anthem has nothing to do with race, even though many of the athletes themselves said it was meant to protest racism and police brutality against minorities in the United States. Hundreds of players, coaches, and team owners defied Mr. Trump Sunday by sitting, kneeling, and locking arms as the Star-Spangled Banner was played before the start of 14 games, rather than displaying the traditional hand-over-heart support for the flag and country. Longtime associate of U.S. President Donald Trump and political consultant Roger Stone is saying he has no involvement in alleged collusion with Russia linked to last year's presidential elections. This ahead of his testimony Tuesday before the House Intelligence Committee. In an opening statement released before the closed-door session, Stone says it is clear there were foreign nations colluding with the presidential campaign, but he suggested it was Ukraine and Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. This is VOA News.